Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the American Family Farmer, and a special Thanksgiving Day, a very special Thanksgiving weekend edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my news first, and then we're going to meet a family farmer in Virginia. This is the story of a fall festival that this farmer is having, and I want you to get the benefit of how he's doing it, so maybe you can try the same thing on your farm. After all, that's what the American Family Farmer is all about, helping connect farms with the families and the food. And then ideas that come across my desk that I see that will help family farmers. I did spend last week at the National Farm Broadcasters Association meeting in Kansas City. Learned a lot about what is going on a lot of the farm stations. This program is not aimed just at farm stations. It's aimed at all of us. And we're consumers of the product, and we also need to protect the arenas in which the farm food and family connection takes place. So that's really what this program is all about. Not aimed at big ag. As a matter of fact, it's my attitude is anti-big ag, which didn't make me very popular at the National Farm Broadcasters meeting. That's okay. It is what it is. There are a lot of people that want to support what I'm trying to do here and what you're trying to do. Interesting that I start with some news from the Senate. United States Senate wants to ban the use of two classes of insecticides. The herbicide that is in this bill is names that you probably can read on the side of a bottle, but you don't know really what. I don't know how to pronounce it, and I'm not going to worry about pronouncing it. There are 100 pesticides that would be affected by this. A lot of the pesticides have been listed by the EPA for termination. There are a lot of people who are concerned about toxicity. I'm not one who really is interested in going over the top with climate change and with global warming, but I think there's a recognition, and maybe where it's being pushed on us a little bit too much, that we have to do our part, we being farmers. Yeah, but there are a lot of other people that have to do their part as well, and we're not the bad guys, as some people in government and some in the news media would have you believe. Farmers are bad, cows are bad, fertilizer's bad. Well, it depends. Those are general statements. And the specifics, let's say, for fertilizer, there are plenty of outfits now that are doing organic fertilizer, composting. I'm creating hundreds of tons of compost on my farm every year, and I'm spreading lots and lots of it. I think 100 tons of fertilizer in the form of compost is going to be spread this fall, and I'll probably do another 100 tons next spring. There are plenty of ways of getting around the things that are bad for the soil. Now, pesticides, another story, because there is a very big and deep concern over how to take care of a lot of the pests that would invade our crops. And I don't know that we found the answer to this across the board in how to take care of pests that will eat up our products. I know that I have found a couple of different ways of doing it, but they're very expensive, and they don't really. You gotta have to apply them over and over and over again. But at any rate, I'm sure it's something that we're working on, and that's not a bad thing. I was reading in one of the farm magazines an article about how climate change will, if we don't do something about it, guarantee the ruination of our agricultural product, catastrophe for farmers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that I really have been convinced that that's the case. I think there are a lot of things that we're doing to our soil, and that's bad. But we're doing a lot, and this has become like a religion for some people. And I'm not appreciative of the in-your-face tactics that are taking place and the pictures of dire, you know, what happens. Well, we've seen some of the results of whether it's climate change or not. We have a lot of climate differentiation this year from last year in the Northwest, especially in the Northeast. Lots of rain in the Northeast. I'm still haying, and it's December. The fact that we don't have any snow on the ground has contributed greatly to me being able to catch up. Is the value of the hay as good as if it were still growing? No, but it does have value for certain animals, and so I continue until the snow flies to do that. I wonder how many other farmers listening to this program are doing the same thing. And that's because the weather can get in the way of me doing the work. And up in the northwestern part of the country, we all know what's happening up there. I noticed the American Farm Bureau Federation sent a letter to the House of Representatives this past week trying to focus on the Build Back Better Act and focusing specifically on what it will do in areas where there are problems with the climate. And the American Farm Bureau Federation, interestingly enough, is against the Build Back America package. There's a lot of debate going on. The president of American Farm Bureau said while some elements of this package would benefit agriculture, the massive amount of spending and tax increases required to pay for the plan outweigh the gains that we would see in rural America. So that's the American Farm Bureau says that. On the other side of the table, the National Farmers Union, which tends to be a little more liberal, a little more focused on the smaller family farmer, although I'm a member of both of these groups, and I'm getting very active in my local Massachusetts Farm Bureau Association, because I think that we need to have more noise, if you will, from smaller farmers. And they seem to, there's a new director, and they seem to be very interested in pursuing bringing everybody in. But anyway, the National Farmers Union is for the Build Back America Act, because they say it will be very helpful for farmers. They don't address the taxation problem, which I think is a legitimate concern of the American Farm Bureau Federation. And then there's El Nino and La Nina. I don't have too much time to talk about that. I do want to address what farmers are getting out of this Thanksgiving Day. 14 cents, somewhere between 14 and 50 cents of every dollar that you spend for your Thanksgiving foods is going to the farmer. Do you realize how outrageous that is? Even in a time when turkeys are supposedly scarce, many of the big stores like Costco are selling them for pennies on the dollar. The average Thanksgiving dinner this year, $53.30 for the average American. Last year, it was $46.90. That's a walloping big change. As you know, the price jump is because everything else has gone up. Overall cost about 14% more than last year. Some of it's related to the pandemic. Some of it's related to the cost of everything. You know, the pandemic has created a situation in which we see prices going up like crazy, and it certainly is going to affect what you pay for food, plus the weather things. This fall is going to be a nightmare in the winter as well. But just that's the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient. So that's my overview. That's the news for Thanksgiving Day. In a moment, let's meet this fellow who runs the Cox Farm. As I said, it's in suburban Washington. We get to that after these words. Here on this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Back to the American Family Farmer, our special Thanksgiving edition, welcoming in the fellow that owns and operates the Cox Farm. Lucas Cox is here with us on the American Family Farmer. You're right close to Washington. How close, actually, are you to the city?
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on. We're we're about 20 miles away from the White House in Fairfax, Virginia, so we're pretty close.
So how does where you are affect your market? How do you integrate what you're doing there into the city, or do you have enough business around you in Northern Virginia there so that you don't have to necessarily bring your presence into the city?
We've got enough presence out here in Fairfax. So when my parents bought the place in bought the farm in 79, everybody told them that we were too far out and no one would ever come out here to buy produce and everything. But that was, 40 years ago, and now there's a million people in the county, and I mean, I don't even know how many millions of people are within 100 miles. There's a lot of people within 20 miles of us.
How would you describe farming in Northern Virginia these days, whether it be produce or whether it be dairy, livestock? What's the culture like, and what's the acceptance of what you do like among those who live around you?
That's a really interesting question for where we are. So we're one of the last, three operating farms in the county. So there's not a whole lot of agricultural presence here. Just a little bit west, 20 miles west there is, and there's a lot of orchards and farms and whatnot. So pick your own and agritourism is really quite big. And our big season is our fall. It's our agritourism fall festival, and we do the haunted attraction. That's like 90% of our revenue. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting because we find that people want to become more connected to where their food is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And around here, they're just not. Most people don't have a connection to a farm. So they're dying to get out and pet a cow and, try to milk it and see how corn grows and all that. So it's really interesting. People are real hungry for it. So we feel pretty privileged to be in a position where we can help educate people and show people where food comes from.
You know, that's what my whole deal is as well. For people who are listening that have not heard me before, heard this program, you can go to my website and my Facebook page, eastleyfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. I have animals, and the animals are the attraction on the farm. And it's the same as you. When you just said, I want to teach people about how the farm operates, that's exactly my motivation. Having been around the animals all my life, there are so many people here. I'm in the same sort of location, situation near Boston as you are, and nobody knows from nothing about farming. So let's explore that a little bit more and how we get down to the nitty-gritty. Lucas Cox, who is from Cox Farm, you can check out their website at coxfarms.com.
We'll be right back. healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the farm.
All right, back with the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen and Lucas Cox. So you and your family, you sound like you're a second-generation farmer there. What was it like growing up as a child in the atmosphere that you were in? Did people in your school experience, did they respect the fact you were on a farm? Did they tease you about it? And how did you work up in that atmosphere?
That's funny. I haven't thought about that in a long time. Yeah, I was one of two kids who lived on a farm in elementary school, and then I was the only kid who lived on a farm in high school. Mm-hmm. So they would tease me a little bit, but at the same time, I was the one who learned to drive when I was 12. And six when I was 12, you know, automatic earlier than that, and got to play on tractors and all that stuff. So right. I think people liked it, and I had friends over, and we had a good time. But people were like, jealous, if anything.
It's interesting as you tell your story. That's pretty much mine. I started on a little Ferguson 30 driving when I was 9 years old. And then when I was big enough to get on and feel like I wasn't going to fall off the Farm All M, I managed to to figure out on my own, after watching people, how to drive the thing. I have those tractors around on my farm today so that people, we use them for the tours around the farm so that people can see, and I have signs on them that say, this tractor was on this farm and this is when it was built. You know, the M's are as old as I am and certainly a lot older than you are.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun. And that's part of the agritourism. The thing that's so stark is how many people don't really know about food. The pandemic, I think, opened a lot of people's eyes, don't you? Did you notice your business go way, way beyond where it had been before the COVID situation?
Well, we closed for most of 2020. We just weren't open. We donated a lot of food that we grew and all that. But this year when we opened back up, people were desperate to get outside and come here. We were only open 4 days a week for our fall festival. We're usually open every day. And we had almost as many people as we had in 2019. So people are, they're desperate to get out. And really, In 2020, when we sold our spring vegetables, we did online only and contactless pickup and all that stuff. But there was a huge demand for pepper plants and tomato plants and cucumbers and all that stuff, much bigger than there was before. So, yeah, I think you're right. People wanted to get more in touch with where their food comes from and pick it up as a hobby, which was really neat. That was a different trend than had been going on for the past decade.
You know, you mentioned something about how September and October are the biggest months of the year. And again, I have to sort of sound out that same experience. Not for me, because I'm all summer with the animals and the ice cream, and it's pretty steady on the weekends. But my friend up the street, who's the produce guy, has figured out how, with the pumpkin festival and all that other stuff, to make a huge amount of money on September and October versus the rest of the season, where people, yeah, are coming in and they want to have the experience of the strawberries and go pick the raspberries and see how the lettuce grows and all that other stuff. But it really is interesting how people connect in the fall. Maybe it's just because that's the natural rhythm of things, because that's when most things are maturing, right? That's when we have harvest time. For the most part.
Yeah, I think the harvest time aspect is just hardwired into us. And also, the weather gets nice. You know, it was all hot in the summer down here. These Virginia summers, like humidity just kills you. So once that goes away a little bit and you get that beautiful fall weather, people just are desperate to get outside. I think it's hardwired. They also know it's their last chance before winter comes.
Right.
So it's, the fall is, you know, about 90% of our revenue for the year, and people just love the fall.
Lucas Cox's official title is co-farmer-in-chief at Cox Farms. Doug Steffen, I'm broadcaster-in-chief on the American Family Farmer.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during a Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It was the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three men who were standing trial for the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia have all been found guilty of numerous counts of murder. That's the trial in Brunswick, Georgia, where the prosecution argued that the young black victim was murdered without justification while simply jogging in that neighborhood. The three men claimed that they thought the man was a burglar and that they killed him in self-defense when he started to resist what was supposed to be a citizen's
Biden's arrest. The nation's economy continuing to grow, though a key inflation gauge is hitting a level not seen in over 30 years. Government figures out today show the personal consumption expenditure index was up 5%, marking the biggest jump since November of 1990. The holiday break beginning on Wall Street at the closing bell on Wednesday. The Dow had fallen 9 on the day. S&P was up 10. NASDAQ gained 70. This is USA Radio.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Former President Donald Trump expressing relief and gratitude to the jury for clearing Kyle Rittenhouse of the double homicide charges he faced in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The former president telling Fox's Hannity last night,
"That was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead."
A man is being sentenced to death in North Korea for smuggling in copies of the hit Netflix series Squid Game. Authorities allegedly caught the high school student watching the show. Sources say it was smuggled in from China on USB drives, and the smuggler now faces death by firing squad. The inventor of the Lambeau Leap is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Former Green Bay Packers safety Leroy Butler, named as a modern era player, a semifinalist on Wednesday. He was a finalist last year. Butler is in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and he was on the NHL 1990s All-Decade team as well. And the National Dog Show celebrating 20 years on the air this Thanksgiving. Of course, it will again air right after the Macy's Day Parade on NBC. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back into the American Family Farmer, and this is a special Thanksgiving edition. It's welcome to Winter Wonderland time, and now that we're through Thanksgiving, how do you take Christmas on? As your things aren't still growing, so what happens on your farm at Christmas time?
Well, we open our corner market, and we have Fraser firs that come from northern Tennessee, right at the Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee border. Mm-hmm. That we sell. It's our favorite type of tree. They don't grow here very well, so we've got to bring them in. But other than getting a nice fresh tree, we've got some climbing structures, some animals, a bunch of photo ops, a warming fire, hot drinks, you know, hot cider and hot chocolate. Yeah. And we've got our world famous cider donuts and kettle corn and roasted almonds, all kinds of snacks down there. And after you've purchased your tree, we put together a little route. We commissioned a song, the 12 Days of Cox Farms Christmas. So people take a little, I don't know, it's a couple hundred yards. They drive through their car. We set up some scenes from the from the song and set up a couple other scenes. We've got 12 Farmall M's set out there with the Farmall C.
Good for you.
And Santa's
yeah, you got me beat. I only got five. I only have five M's. You got me beat.
Well, there are workhorse to pull the hay rides, and you know, like you said, they're kind of old, so they break down. So we need to have some extra.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to make mine a little more special. I look around for some because this is really inside baseball. I don't like driving the tricycle tractors that don't have power steering. If you get into a jam, into a corner, it's not much fun. We all used to do it with Armstrong steering as a kid, but I much prefer to have, so I continue to try to find, I have an M, a Super M, and an MTA, and I continue to make sure that either we have the parts to make them, the power steering work, or, you know, find some of them around if you can that are any good. That's the problem. The older and older, that's kind of a labor of love. That's one of the things that I do on the farm. I take old tractors and rebuild them and sell them. That is one of the ways that I keep myself going, because I have a couple of guys that know how to do it. And so that's an extra source of revenue, as the things that you're doing. And I sometimes, at least around here, some of the local farmers turn their nose up. Well, you're not doing farming. You're running a mechanics shop. Well, you know, maybe I am, but it's specifically things that I know and have grown up around, like Ferguson and Massey Ferguson tractors and International and Farmall tractors. So we can do that. And these days, we have to do everything we can to try to make the farm viable. And I guess in your case, agritourism helps a lot. What else do you do, though, that maybe other quote-unquote real farmers turn up their nose at you because it's not really farming?
Oh, we do lots of stuff like that, I have to say. I mean, we do grow tomatoes and peppers and all that in the summer, and we've got a greenhouse range, which a lot of people have told me is not real farming, but we grow seedlings and sell them. And I remember my dad talking about the early 80s when he first put up the greenhouses, that he realized growing tomatoes was great and he wanted to keep doing that. But growing a tomato seedling and selling it was a lot easier and faster and more profitable. So he went in that way, and we had a big greenhouse range for a long, long time until the mid-2000s. We ratcheted that down and looked more at fall.
Have you been tempted to do hydra or aqua farming? Hydroponic and aquaponic, have you... had anybody suggested you use one of your greenhouses for that?
I haven't done too much research into it. I have to say, the last 20 years that I've been back from college, I've just been focusing on the fall festival. And we opened our haunted attraction 10 years ago or 12 years ago. So I've been putting a lot of my time and energy into that. And honestly, that's what the people around us want. They want to come here and experience some agricultural fun and have something to do. So we've been following what the client demands more than anything.
I see you've got a nice old, looks like a 1957 International truck. Am I about right when it comes to the year? 58,
yep.
Maybe?
Huh? Yeah, we've got one of those down there. You were saying about the old tractors. That's one of the things people love. Collecting old tractors. I've got a tractor museum in during the festival. We've got 20 tractors in there. Some of them run, some of them don't, but we've had to pull the spark plug wires and stuff so people don't mess them up. But little kids will spend hours in there. I mean, and just touching a real piece of machinery and being able to sit on it, not having it just for display, it's a magical thing. And a lot of people will tell me that they've gotten their picture of their child on this, you know, Ford 8N, and their grandpa had the same one, and they go home and they put the two pictures next to each other and hang it on their wall. That kind of stuff is what I live for. I mean, those magical moments to connect people back with agriculture and back with their family ties.
So what do the children and the parents know about cows and things from coming to your farm? Do we have animals, or is it just all produce and experience?
A lot of animals during the fall. We've got goats and chickens in the spring, but during the fall we have, you know, our big goat herd. We have a milking demonstration and pigs and sheep and llamas and pretty much anything you can think of that's a farm animal. But the number of people that say, wow, that cow actually said moo, or the milk is coming out of where? And getting to put their hands on it and saying, look at the size of that pig. It's adults and children both. It's it's passive learning, but it's incredibly important, I feel like, to know where that food comes from.
Yeah, well, I have a sort of a teaching barn where I have all the different breeds in the big hallways in the barn, and there's a story about milking, and I don't milk cows anymore, but I raise Jersey replacement heifers, and we'll have Jersey's a couple of dozen calves around with the Jersey mothers who are nurse cows, and the kids wanted, that was the big attraction this year. It was the first year that I did it that way, so that the people could come in and watch the calves on the mother, on the cow, and then they'd come back next week to see how much bigger the calf was, and that's, you know, that's something that is, I think we're so, the problem is, in your area and where I am, people are so distant, and it didn't take very long. When we grew up, or I'm older than you are, but when I grew up, there were plenty of farms around, and you know, there were a lot of cows being milked, and there was lots of stuff going on. And today, I'm a novelty because I have cows. People think that I'm a little strange because I have cows. And it just, you know, we've become so divorced from the heart of where our food comes from. Children are afraid of the noise from the tractors. They're afraid of the animals because they're big. And so I want to teach them not to be afraid because there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, if we're doing our job, if we're being responsible. And, you know, I think that's probably where, again, you and I have that same sort of deal. How does the rest of your family, you married, you have children, how do they play into all this?
I'm married. My wife's a chemical engineer. She works in D.C., so I work. Yeah. I live about halfway between here and D.C. But my sister, she and her wife live on the farm, and Aaron, my sister, does most of the HR and hiring and policy stuff. I get to do all the fun farm work and setting stuff up, so we have a pretty good deal, I think. And then my parents, they still live on the farm, and they step in on the busy season, and my dad tells us when he thinks we're doing something wrong, and he helps out a lot with that. Nitty gritty. My mom still does the books, so we're pretty involved.
The family stuff. I want to know what the fields of fear are. I can guess. We'll talk about that with Lucas Cox from Cox Farms. CoxFarms.com is the website. A lot of great ideas there for those of us who own and operate a family farm. Right now, I want to help you as we're thinking about Thanksgiving and what we're eating between now and Christmas. You're putting on weight, no doubt. 4,500 calories is the average that people consume on Thanksgiving Day. And as you move closer to Christmas, it's the same thing. The average need, I think, for women is 2,000 calories a day, and for men, 2,500. So when you double that, you can imagine what that's doing to your waistline and to what happens when you step on the scale. So if you'd like to take care of that problem using Calitrin, I've seen a lot of information lately about people who have been on this program for 6 months, maybe a year. As a matter of fact, I had somebody send me a note about the discussion that she had with somebody at church. You know, this woman had lost a lot of weight, and she was getting questions from some of her parishioners. Hey, how'd you do that? And she was telling her story about Calitrin. And a lot of people got on it, and they found, yep. So thanks to Pam from Alabama for sending me that story. A lot of verified reviews are on their website, toploss.com. Weight loss stories about the all-natural approach. No chemicals, no crazy operations, crash diets. It's common sense. Takes a while. It's not going to happen overnight. But if you follow the steps, you will feel and look much better and be much healthier. It's Calitrin from toploss.com. Check out I've seen people, I was just looking at a review from a fella in Oregon who listens to this program, who tried a lot of different products to lose weight, didn't have success till he got onto Calitrin. He uses the liquid. You can get three or more, and the duplicative number with the BOGO sale going on right now. So buy 3, 10, 20, 80, and you get an equal number without cost. Support yourself. Take care of yourself with Calitrim. Toploss.com, the website. Check out using the DJV code. Free shipping on that. And the BOGO deals as well. Fabulous way to counter what we all know we're going to go through from Thanksgiving to the first of the year. So get on the program now and keep your weight where you want it. Calitrim at Toploss.com.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Back to Lucas Cox from the Cox Farms in Virginia, the other people who are around you. I guess I think about Virginia as being an ag state for whatever the reason, but because all the farmland, you're that close to Washington, and Washington has grown. We all know about bureaucracy and the expanding size of the federal government, so there's a need for homes, and I'm sure that some of the farmers have thought, well, let's see, do I want to keep sweating and straining and not making any money, or do I want to sell my 100 acres for $15 million and retire? There's probably not much, heavy lifting there. Have you figured out how the transfer works so that you don't have the problems in a practical way so that it stays in the family? Because that is an issue with family farms.
That's been a big thing we've been working on over the last 10 years, is 15 years, is transferring from the first generation to the second. And now we're trying to figure out how we want to facilitate it from the second to the third. It took a lot of work and a lot of reading, but I think we're in pretty good shape there at this point.
What's the field of fear? Do I guess?
I'm sure you can guess what it is. Fields of Fear, that's our haunted attraction. We've got a haunted walk through the corn. We call it the Corn Nightmare. And then a walk through the forest we have on the farm, and a haunted hayride. And In addition to all that, we've got a big midway with food and a 144-foot six-lane slide and karaoke. And we have foam hens. That's a life-size replica of
Stonehenge
made out of foam. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All that stuff you can do at night, it's really fun. We were teenagers here, my sister and I, when we were kids, and we know wherever you are as a teenager, there's never anything to do. So we figured we could make a big party, and that's basically what it is. Yeah. It's a big high school party.
Well, the idea of this program is to get people excited about the holidays at this point anyway, Thanksgiving through Christmas, and having the ability to celebrate on the farm. You've got a great example there. So for people who haven't gone this far yet and you want to deal in agritourism and help yourself be better as you move forward, check out the Cox Farm at coxfarms.com. A happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Lucas Cox here on the American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The American Family Farmer, don't forget now that we have the podcast available, there's three or four years, I think, of material. If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you can listen to lots of the podcasts that have reference, obviously, to our programs. And the most recent one is an example of what we have. I begin the conversation with an overview of the convention that I went to, the Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, and what farming is like in Kansas these days. And then we talked to the owner of Crop Tech Consulting, which is a business that helps to bring people that are in the business of getting more out of the land with the people who own and operate the farms and tillage on the land. It's a very technical, I found it fascinating because it's not my world, but there is such sophistication going in to crops and crop management now these days. And it isn't just on the big, huge farms. This fellow that we talked to, his name is Ken Ferry, has a very good range of clients, from people who have 200 acres of crops to 2,000 acres and 20,000 acres. So anyway, it's the idea that we can use. It's not that we're at war with the big farmers, because a lot of the family farmers have a lot of land. It's the agribusinesses that control what we do that I object to and don't want anything to do with and do not want to support. So that's the difference. I also noticed at the farm Broadcasters Convention, a self-driving farm robot. You know, we were talking earlier in the program, and this is sort of my way of expressing my approval, like conditionally, for this thing. This robot has lasers built into it that kill 100,000 weeds an hour. So this is good for the land, good for farmers, no toxic herbicides. I was going to get to this and put it together with what I talked about at the beginning of the program about the various products that are being sort of outlawed. And when you find out about it, you don't want to use this stuff anyway. So this self-driving farm robot is, according to the fellow who developed it, of course he's going to say it's a better way to get rid of weeds. Pretty expensive, but over time, the depreciation, the amortization would probably make this a pretty good idea, and that's what I'm all about here. I want to produce and pass on ideas that will help you make your farm better and help make our food more wholesome. And certainly, with a lot of the chemicals that are around, the food's not wholesome. So this thing maybe, there's so many robots around. I'll share with you, I don't think I've shared this on the program, when I was buying heifers early in the year, I went out to a farm in Western Massachusetts to buy some Jersey heifers, and I hadn't been to the farm before. They have a great, it's called Hylon, they have a great reputation, they sell a lot of milk, and everything in the barn, there are four youngsters, and I say youngsters, probably late 20s, early 30s, who run the farm. Their robots milk the cows three times a day. They have robots that clean the manure. There's nobody in, you know, there's nobody touching the cows, which is my problem. I don't want to have cows that I'm not going to get to touch, that I'm not going to get to teach things about what it's like to be next to a human. If these animals are like that, they become like machines themselves. So I have a problem with it, but it is interesting to see how it all works. And then to find this robot that kills weeds, I see, you know, because I want to get rid of them, and so do you. So do all of us. We don't want any of this stuff. You can go online. Just Google farm robot. I think that's probably the best. It's a self-driving robot that uses lasers. So laser robot is what I would Google and see how it will work. I mean, I asked the guy who was selling it how much they cost, and I never got a straight answer out of them. But I know that this is a great way. If you got poor soil health, this is a potentially wonderful way to solve that problem, which is existential for all of us, right? And so you hear me put down technology a lot, but it looks to me, from what I can read here, the evidence points toward nutrients going away in the fruits and vegetables because of what we're doing to the soil. So if you can just get rid of weeds without any herbicides, it seems to me that would be the smartest thing that you could do. And some of the weeds are so hard to kill because the herbicides have made them resistant to it. So something to check out. Something, you know, again, kind of an unusual thing for me to be putting tech first, but it's an idea worth pursuing. Lots of ideas here to help you out. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.